The following programming is sponsored by Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around.
Good morning and welcome to Our House here at WWDB. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway and my special co-host for today. I'll introduce him in just a minute. We have a super exciting show to do today, and it's all about solar, basically solar panels. And just to let you know, the cost of solar has decreased about 80% from 2000 to 2021, 22. And this is a great decline. It's had a huge impact on the solar industry. And it's making us want to look at solar panels across the country as a possibility of something that we want to do. So I have spent the past month or so interviewing and researching different power solar companies. I've met some great people. The sales guys I've met have been amazing. But I narrowed it down to asking this particular guest to come on the show because I felt that he broke it down more than anybody else. And I thought that there were important questions that I had and that he addressed before I even got those questions out. And as I did more research and found out more information, it was really interesting because I was like, well, the other guys didn't tell me that. Now, granted, this is my opinion. This is my show. This is my guest. And I encourage all of my listeners to do your own research, do your own homework. Ask for recommendations, ask for referrals, do all the stuff that you need to do that I tell you to do every time you're doing a home improvement. So let's get the homework out of the way. We are live on the air here at WWDB at 860 AM. Hopefully you're listening in your radio on your drive into work. But if you're not and you're going into work, you can pull up the podcast later on today, or you can listen live on the internet at WWDBAM. Now, with today's guest, questions are always important, and I've hammered out a ton of them, but if you have any questions whatsoever, please give the station a call at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. And for those of you that follow me on Instagram and Facebook, I love when you IM me questions, and we will answer them right here on the air as well. Okay, homework done. Today is all about going solar, and let me introduce my guest and hopefully soon to become a friend because I'm friends with everybody. Peter Hayes. I'm not going to tell you the company till the end of the show, only because it, like I said, it's personal opinion, and I don't want anybody who's listening out there to think I'm bashing any other company, so I'm not necessarily going to say names. Hi, Pete. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Carol.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
I'm stoked to be here.
You know, I sent you a ton of questions. I like the cold call, but I wanted you to have insight to some of the things that we're talking about. And these are some of the things that I actually asked you about while we were interviewing. So I think that's really super cool that we're doing it. It's crazy what's going on in the solar energy industry right now. And if Biden gets the Build Back Better plan passed or any parts of it, solar energy, I think we're going to see huge, huge things going on.
Yes, absolutely.
So what are you hearing? What are you seeing on your end?
In regard to the Build Back Better, I mean, the way it's been proposed tentatively right now is, so the federal incentive as of 2022 is 26% for residential homeowners, and it is slated to tail off to 22% for the year 2023, and then we'll drop off entirely for 2024. What the Build Back Better bill proposes is extending that federal credit to 30%, so giving an additional 4% paid for, and it also extends that credit to the year 2030.
Okay, I did see that if it goes through, it extends it to 30%, yes. Which is really cool. Now, listeners, we're going to break down what that means as the show goes on. What does 26% credit mean from the federal government as well as in your particular local state? Now, we're going to be addressing Pennsylvania mostly today, but I believe that Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, that our listening area, and, you know, I have people that listen in California and Florida, it's pretty much the same. You just have to go online and pull up those additional credits, correct?
Yeah, so it actually, SRECs, those state credits, are not available in all states.
Okay.
I can say for sure that Pennsylvania, we do offer them, but it does vary state to state whether or not they offer them.
Okay. We're going to come back and talk about SRECs and the federal 26% in just a little bit. So why do people want to go solar?
There's a couple reasons. The biggest one that I run into, and it always gets me excited, is to help out the environment. That's the first one.
Okay.
You know, the environment we're in is not in the best shape. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And as a country, if you knew this already, but we currently outsource 26% of the country's power.
Wow.
So we're not even producing all that we're using.
This is true.
And so what solar allows you to do, a couple different things, but I mean, a lot of people are going solar right now to help the environment, but B, to save money to combat rising electric costs.
Right. Now, this is something that, like I said, listeners, I have interviewed four different people, four different companies. They were all very similar in the fact that the solar panel, well, I can't say the solar panels are similar because they're different, but similarities as what they can produce energy-wise, similarities in how to get solar panels on your roof and the process, that was all very similar in what I looked at. The reason I purposely invited you is because last week we did a show on products made in America. And I actually talked about your particular panels, which are Silfab panels, which are made in America. You have a branch in Canada, but you also have a branch in Washington, state of Washington.
You are correct.
Okay. And you purposely picked this company, not Silfab, but the company that you work for because of what they have to offer?
Yes. I mean, I picked this particular company for a couple different reasons. Primarily due to the customer service experience that they offer, mm-hmm. But A or B, because we do have a couple different types of panels available. So we have some made in America. There's a lot of people that do like to keep things domestic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a big fan of being able to offer these right now. There's been some, not that listeners aren't already aware, but there has been some extreme supply chain issues going on just across different industries.
Huge.
And I'm a big fan of proposing these domestic panels because we don't have any issues procuring them. We do have them on hand to install at all times.
Right. And they're nice.
Yes.
I mean, when I looked at measurements for big panels and when people presented me with their spiel, their presentation, all the panels were very similar in size. So that wasn't an issue. The one that stood out to me, though, and we have one around the street from us, was the Tesla panels. And the Tesla panels look like shingles on your roof. So do you know exactly a little, well, not exactly, but how they work as compared to putting, you know, big 5x3 or 5x4 panels on your roof?
Yeah, they operate in the same way as solar panels. You know, they're producing power from the sun, convert that energy. It's just a little bit different because that now in place of your asphalt shingle roof or your standing seam metal roof, you now have just a sheet of small solar panels.
Uh-huh.
They're very aesthetically pleasing.
They are.
They're very, very cool. To be honest with you, the production capacity with the shingles is just not that far along yet.
I saw that.
Just to give you a little example, you know, you could cover your home in standard 3x5 panels. We can cover over 100% of your current power usage. Cover that same home in a shingled roof or a solar shingled roof, you're looking at 25 to 30% production.
Right. So, listeners, I drilled down deep and did homework, and I love the look of the Tesla panels, the shingles. I don't think they're there yet. And knowing that I don't think that they're there yet, I wanted to throw this out at you before we start breaking this down even more. I found a design tool online that other people didn't even know was there. It's called solardesigntool.com. That's called solardesigntool.com. And why I like this is because I had people meet me and present me with their packages and what they had to offer. And then I found this website, and I was able to take the model numbers of this of the solar panels, including Tesla, that they were offering, and put it into this website and do a side-by-side comparison. So I think that's really cool. Now, with that being said, the side-by-side comparison, when you get to the warranty, isn't always 100% because your company happens to offer a 30-year warranty.
Yes, we do.
Where everybody else had a 25-year warranty. Now, let's talk about, we're going to talk about warranties in a minute. So that's financing and warranties that we're going to come back to. But let's talk about how that process of solar panels goes on your roof. What happens? How do you figure it out?
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of like start to finish, or are we talking about just in terms of hardware, what's
installed?
Well,
once somebody agrees with you, and we'll get into that whole process leading up to the agreement of wanting solar panels, what happens? What's that process? Okay, I'm in, I want solar panels on my roof. I want to cut my, I don't want to give PICO or PP&L any more money. That's not true. But I don't want to give them any more money, so to speak. So we'll come back to that, too, with our financing. What happens? I said yes.
That's a great question. So the first thing, you know, depending on how you're financing the project, you know, there's certainly things to get signed. But the first thing we do like to get done for you is a site survey.
Okay. What does that include?
That includes, so our gentleman, he comes out and he assesses the structural integrity of your home, as well as the electrical situation, and really just assesses if any upgrades need to be made prior to installation.
Mm-hmm. Is there a period of time that the roof, like if my roof is 15 years old, what's your company or what's any solar company going to say?
15 years old is definitely borderline. I will say that if it's approaching 15 to 20, more often than not, people are just getting that roof replaced beforehand. I will say the way our company operates is during that site survey, we're actually assessing the current state of that roof as to whether or not it can sustain the panels for a full 30-year term.
Okay. Awesome.
If you need a new roof, we're going to advise you to do so beforehand.
Right. So there's probably like a cutoff point, or when you're surveying the roof where you're... technicians, contractors, whoever it is, will say to you, like, listen, this could be a problem. We need to get this fixed ahead of time.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the same thing if you have an older roof. And that's the same thing if you have Tesla shingles on your roof. You have to pay the cost of the roof replacement first. That comes out of your pocket, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So everything is good on my house. All right. My roof is good. My inside structures are good. I have good, you know, support beams and all that other good stuff. Now what happens?
Assuming everything's good there, we do start working on permits directly through your township. We also do handle any communications if you're a member of a homeowners association. That's a big roadblock to get over. Mm-hmm. We do work with them. It's just they have different restrictions. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start working on the permits through your township. And in my experience, that's the one thing that just can really slow up a project or accelerate it. And after we get the permits, then, of course, we can schedule your install.
Okay.
Installs, pending on the job size, do take anywhere from 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
Last step. So, unfortunately, once the system's installed, it's not quite operational at that point.
Okay.
The last step of your process is your utility company, PICO, or MedEd PP&L. They need to come out and they inspect and approve your system before it's fully up and operational.
Okay, so you have several inspections. You have to get your permits from the township that you're in, and you handle all that. That's part of the cost. And then the township inspector, of course, has to come and inspect it because that's what they do. And then your electric company, your electric supplier, has to come and inspect it.
You are correct.
Okay, what happens after that? You said it takes some time. Now, the process from when you agree to the time everything's inspected and installed can be as little as 2 months and as much as, what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, I would not say two.
Okay.
I'm going to err more towards if we're... So, during that permission to operate phase where the utility company is turning your system on, that really just can vary based on your utility company. PICO actually is, believe it or not, they drag their feet during this process, so they're the toughest company to work with there.
I've heard that from everybody.
And yeah, it's kind of like PICO's, you know, giving you a hard time for the last time. But we're looking, I mean, MedEd, PP&L, it's about a 4 month start to finish. PICO, I like to say 4.5 months.
Okay, good to know. Now, everything is looking beautiful on my house. How do you figure out how many panels I have on my house, or how many panels? Oh, I cough every week on the show. Let it go. My listeners are used to that. Yeah, down the wrong pipe. Here, I'll join you in that. What is the process for your company or any company to figure out how many panels you need? What do you need the homeowner to give you, and how do you figure it out?
That's a great question. Big thing is a copy of your utility bill. There's a number on there that illustrates your annual kilowatt hours usage. And, you know, when we're installing a system for you, we're looking to hit 100% of your current power usage, maybe a little bit over if you planned on increasing your usage. But yeah.
So you look at the homeowner's current utility bill, and that gives you an estimated kilowatts per year.
Right.
Okay. Not just per month, per year.
Right. And what I'll do is, so we have a nice design tool. We build up a nice 3D model of your home. It factors
in. Which is pretty accurate, listeners.
It's very cool. It's called Aurora. It factors in a couple different things, but I don't know if any listeners are familiar with LIDAR, but that is just a U.S. geological survey that the government will use to survey the topography of the land, and it just allows you to see different heights and pitches of houses, trees, etc. So what we do is, after we gather the usage from the bill, we hop on your design and really just plug and play on your system, finding the most efficient areas, and of course considering all of the factors that affect solar production when you're proposing and placing those panels.
Like trees.
The four big factors are shade, orientation, pitch of your roof, and the weatherly patterns of where you live.
Can you say those four again?
Of course. The four factors that are affecting solar production do include shade, orientation of your roof, so northern, southern, eastern, western, pitch of the location they're placed on, and the weatherly patterns of where you live.
Okay, now what I liked about your illustration, and like I said, everybody that I talked to was pretty cool. I just felt like you drilled down the presentation to more facts than anybody else did. And I liked, and my husband, you know, my carpenter contractor husband, Dale, who is out there working today, had questions as well, because as a contractor, he wanted to know about the stability of the roof and what things you look for, which you've addressed. And we're going to get into some of those things too. But what I liked about that orientation, that presentation that you showed me, is you literally had my house with my skylights and the trees. It was pretty darn accurate. And it was looking down on my house at a rooftop version. And you showed me, because it is winter, even though we might air this sometime in the summer, but because it is winter, you showed me that the sun is lower in the sky, and you showed me the path of the sun and how that would fit the panels, or how it would affect the panels as opposed to a higher sky in the summer. So that all goes into your compilation of how much energy I produce?
Exactly. Really what the design tool allows us to do is run simulations that illustrate exactly how the sun operates over your roof each day of the year, so we can get the most accurate predictions we can.
Okay.
And I'm able to see that, you know, Pennsylvania, that is a huge thing to consider, because we're not out in California or Arizona, right, where we're getting, you know, sunshine 24/7, or excuse right, me, 365 days of the year. But Pennsylvania, there still are certain locations that it makes a lot of sense to do, but that is where running the simulations really comes into play and is important.
They've really come in handy. It did impress me to actually see, and you know, yesterday I literally looked out my window when the sun was high in the sky, and we have a super huge tree that comes from Canada, super huge, like pine type tree. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, the sun is still on the roof, but I can see the sun through the trees. So I was more aware, as opposed to in the summer where it's high in the sky and the deck is like burning hot. So I liked the simulation that like kind of helped a lot in what you were doing. When you are dealing with the solar companies, what if somebody has a third provider or an additional provider?
A third party supplier for their energy?
Thank you.
Yeah, there's nothing really. I mean, there's no big change that needs to be made. Assuming we're covering 100% of the power, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily need to contact the third party and let them know. Really is just you're not going to be buying power from them anymore.
Okay, so you get a zero bill. So
exactly.
So you can cancel whatever contract you have if they're charging you any fee. Correct.
Right. Now I want to make sure we're on the same page that although there is really at never any zero bills with PECO.
Okay, with PECO or with PPL or all companies?
Really with any utility company.
Okay, now why do you say that?
So even when 100% of your power is covered from solar, there's a customer charge that everybody pays to the utility company. It mm-hmm. does vary. PECO is about $10. MedEd is $10. PPL is around $18. Mm-hmm. Even if 100% of your power is covered, you do continue paying that customer charge to the utility company each month.
There's nothing you can do about it. And listeners, go to your bill and look at your bill. And what's that called? What's that fee called?
It is identified.
Is it a transmission fee?
No, it should just be seen straight as customer charge.
Customer charge.
PECO customers, take a look. It should be $10.02, right around there.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So take a look at your bill so that you know, in addition to your solar panels, and we're going to get into the financing of all of that in just a minute, whether you want to finance, whether you want to buy outright, whether you want to lease, we'll get into that. But take a look at that charge, because I am sure as more people go solar, the increase in your electric bill and this customer service charge will go up. And this is why Dale and I have really drilled down and looked at solar for our home, because we do have a beautiful sunny south side. And we are getting older and we are trying to conserve. And our electric bills are going up. PECO just had another price increase. And our bills are going up every single month. Now, we have variables in the usage of our electricity, but it's still going up, and 20 years from now, it could be double what we're paying now. And I don't like that. And I don't like giving any of my money. That's why I tried to go offline as far as having a cable line to my home, because I was not happy paying regional sports fees and all these other fees that make no sense to me. And it's just a way to make money. So that's where I see the electric companies trying to increase that charge over the years to come.
Yes, certainly. And actually, if you take a look at, there's some customers in MedEd on their bill. They are actually already somewhat paying for solar. They hit them with a solar requirements charge.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's nothing steep. It's like anywhere from, like, I've seen it 60 cents to $1.50. But, you know, over a couple hundred thousand customers, that does add up for them.
Okay, so they're going to find a way to stick it to you no matter what. That's what companies do. The more they can make, the more they can screw you over to get more money. I say that kind of loosely. Then that's what they're going to do. But listen, we have to take a quick commercial break and thank our sponsor, Monroe and Kent Home, where home happens. We love these guys, and make sure you check out their website at mnkhome.com. And we'll be right back with more of Home Improvement Fix and Facts.
There are no limits to unique and personal design styles. Monroe and Kent Home will help you expand your creative potential. Complimentary interior design services. Explore a universe of design possibilities. Furniture, window treatments, and more. 30-day love it or return it guarantee. A free 5-year premium warranty on purchases of $1,500 or more. Monroe and Kent Home. Where home happens.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Recent cases of measles in the United States have caused serious illness and have many parents concerned. This virus is incredibly contagious. If your child is not vaccinated, they're likely to get the measles if they're exposed. The good news is the measles vaccine is very safe and effective. Remember, the best way to protect your children, your family, and your community is to be immunized. If you have questions, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
That's right. We are talking about letting the sun shine in. I love that song. We're going to play that again. We are taking advantage of the sun power and solar panels and solar energy and all that the government is offering right now for you to put solar panels on your home. And as I said at the top of the show, the cost has gone down about 80%, and we're probably at the peak of how much lower that's going to go. I don't see it going much lower over the next couple years, the actual cost of solar panels and things like that. Is that a correct analysis?
You are correct. Yeah, I don't anticipate the cost of panels going down. I do anticipate the cost of batteries going down, but okay, that's something cool we can touch on
and we'll touch on that. My co-host today is Pete Hayes. He's been in the solar industry for quite some time. And like I said at the top of the show, I interviewed four companies and I liked them all. I thought some were better than the other. But I felt like Pete brought a lot of knowledge and a lot of breaking it down to the table. By the way, listeners, our lines are open at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. This podcast will be up later today on WWDB. And if you have any questions after we go off air, I'll graciously let Pete give his phone number at the end of the show, but you can also reach out to me through my Facebook page, my Instagram page. Send me the questions and I'll hook you guys up too. So that's really important. Now, we were talking about cost and we were talking about how you always have that utility fee that could be anywhere from $10 to $18 and then whatever the utility companies decide to put on 10, 15 years down the road when they go, let's talk about the energy part of this. How I have solar panels on my roof. You said you look at everything to make it 100%. What is that process? Like, okay, so the sun comes in, sun shining on a cloudy day, like yesterday it was super cloudy, not as much power going on. But how does that translate into a zero bill, so to speak?
That's a great question. So the way that everybody's meter that they have through these utility company works, it operates like the odometer in your car. So it's just ticking upward. But once you move forward with solar, they are going to install a smart meter or a bi-directional meter. And, you know, the way it will work is the sun shines down on those panels. The panels are converting that energy from DC to AC power before it goes into your home. But the way it will work is all day long, sun shines down on the panels, you're converting that power and use whatever you need. But during the day, there's typically some additional energy.
Right.
Any of that energy, it's not going to be stored at the home.
Right.
They send it back to the grid and that meter is going to spin downwards or backwards for you.
Right. Technology, I don't understand how it comes in, how you send it back. I don't understand any of that. But we don't really need to, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it sends it back to the grid. You can store it. You can sell it off. Correct.
You can.
Okay.
You can,
like, you have a commodities broker who sells your extra energy. Is that how that works?
You can't. I mean, so honestly, not a lot of people. That's not where a lot of people are putting money in their pockets through excess electricity.
Good answer.
Yeah, it could be a little bit of a bonus at the end of the year. People are putting money in their pockets through that state incentive program.
Okay. Now, before we get to the state and the government incentive programs, let's break it down to our listeners. And I've done the research on this: leasing versus owning with a monthly payment versus buying outright. Let's talk about leasing first. Why might somebody want to lease?
Leasing is a great option for a couple different types of individuals. I always suggest it if somebody is potentially a little older and they're retired and they may not qualify for the full 26% federal tax credit, because that is a big driver between ownership and leasing, as you're aware.
I can't wait to get to that.
leasing, it really offers a nice option for a bill swap, and there's price protection associated with going lease, but you are not the owner of the system, so you don't collect any of the incentives associated with it.
So leasing, you don't own. Things that you have to be aware of too is if you're planning on selling your house, you have to make sure that lease is sellable with the house, and that's not always true in all cases, just like when you're buying a system, so you're actually financing a system. So you have to make sure that can go with the house too, if you choose to sell it. Explain why somebody might finance and why they're going, oh, wait, I already have an electric bill. Why do I want to finance this? I thought getting solar installed was free. Nothing is free, people. And here's the catch. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, financing is a great option. There's no direct out-of-pocket cost or no down payment that is required. What you have is a bill that will not begin until 60 days after your system's been installed. And if it's 100% of your power, what you're looking at is a complete bill swap. And versus, you know, you're no longer dealing with any fluctuation. You know exactly what you're paying each month.
So it takes about 60 days to power up. You'll see pretty much no utility bill, but now you'll have a purchase, like you're leasing, like you're buying a car.
Exactly.
You'll have a monthly payment, which is usually, in the best case scenario, the same or lower than what you're currently paying.
Correct.
Okay. We're going to come back to that in just a minute. Why would somebody want to buy it outright?
To avoid financing charges.
Okay.
And B,
yeah, but you're financing at 0.99.
Yeah.
Hello.
There are some people that, you know, I work with that, there's a lot of people that just don't like debt either.
Okay.
And
don't like carrying that monthly bill. Okay.
Yes. Now I've found that it seems like people that are 50 and older explore the cash price.
Uh-huh.
I think just because they're looking to experience that ROI a lot quicker.
Okay.
And most people, if you have a good price and you have a good system, the ROI in Pennsylvania should be around 10 years.
Okay. And that seems to be a pretty good break-even point from what I've seen on everything. So the benefit of paying outright, do you get a lower price because you're paying outright?
Certainly, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, lower price per watt.
Lower price per watt. So now you're buying that outright. So now you don't have your utility bill other than whatever that customer service fee is. And you don't have a bill that you're paying off like a car loan.
Right.
So you're actually in the process within 60 days to start generating power and seeing that utility bill go away.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the government gives a 26% credit if you only, this is very important, not if you lease, you don't get it, it goes back to the company. Only if you do it as a loan, and do you get it if you outright purchase?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, explain that 26% tax credit. And I'll tell you why I want you to explain this, because the first two people I talked to were like, yeah, based on your system and what goes on your house, when you do your taxes, you'll get $12,000 back from the government or $15,000 back from the government. And I'm like, what? That's really great. I'm like, honey, you can put that garage in that you want. Or we could put it towards the loan payment and pay it down. And when they presented the numbers, they were always presenting it as if we were getting back $12,000 to $15,000 outright on our tax return. Listeners, listen carefully. That is not how it always works. Explain that, Pete.
Yeah, that is a great question. So the federal incentive, I like to explain it as the federal government is going to pay for 26% of the total system cost.
Okay.
Now, that is issued. That's something that's claimed when you're filing your taxes at the end of the year. I do always ask homeowners if they do their taxes themselves or if they have an accountant they refer to. If they have an accountant they refer to, then I'm always going to advise, because I'm not a tax professional, so I'm always going to advise consulting with your accountant to ensure you're going to qualify for all of that credit. But at the end of the day, it's based on your tax liability at the end of the year. So as long as you have a certain amount of tax liability at the end of the year, then you qualify for that credit.
Right. So I thought that was great advice. And you gave me that advice. Other people did not give me that advice. And so I called the tax man. Tax man! I called our tax guy. And he said, let me do an analysis for you based on XYZ dollars to finance your panels on your roof. And based on last year's taxes, this is the amount that you would get back on the tax credit. And it was only $1,500. Now, granted, I have other people telling me $12,000, $15,000, which is a true number if under certain circumstances I qualified for all that. But I don't. So he said, Carol, you qualify for $1,500. And I'm like, well, that's a far cry from what I was being told, which means that payment that they gave me of, you know, $150 is not a true payment, because they were basing it on me getting the entire tax credit back and applying it to the loan, which would lower the payment. So now I'm getting wise because I'm doing some of this homework and I'm like, okay, so what's the real number? I don't want the reduced number. Give me the real number. Give me what it really would be if I didn't get a tax credit, if I chose not to give you the tax credit. And Pete did that. They both did it. Two companies and you did that. Gave me the number before and after, but like, it was when I met Pete that I'm like, no, I want the real number. So my tax man explained to me that we can amateurize that over 5 years.
Correct.
So every year we can take whatever that money is and choose to put it towards the loan or choose to spend it on my husband's garage or whatever it is that we choose to do. Now, it's really important, listeners, super, 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 super important that you listen to what your solar sales rep is saying to you because there are warranties involved and there are costs involved if you need a new roof down the road. And with the tax incentives, you're not qualifying for everything. So you want to know if the loan company will tell me how that works. Most and you all pretty much said the same thing.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
It seems like a lot of solar because we work with solar financiers. So a lot of solar financiers structure the loan in the same way. The way they structure the loan is they assume that once you acquire your federal tax credit, that you're taking that amount and you apply that back towards the loan. So for the first seven, it depends on which financier you're with, but with our primary one. For the first, they give you 18 months to acquire the credit and apply it back.
Okay.
So the first 17 months, your payment is a certain number, just for example, $130 regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You get to month 18, and if you take that federal tax credit, apply that towards the system.
Whatever that amount might be.
Right. And that is why it's so important to consult with your tax professional, because you want to make sure, you want to be aware of how much you're going to acquire and what your monthly payment is going to look like at month 18.
Right. So your tax guy can do that for you ahead of time. And that's why we haven't pulled the plug and we haven't committed because just to give you another example, this is just like reporting, just like when you buy a car, they report to the credit agency and we're in the process of trying to refinance our home. So we don't want that hit just yet. But like I told you, not yet, but soon. So you want to take all these into consideration. If you're trying to get your last happy effort in of trying to finance your house, you want to get that done ASAP, especially because the feds are meeting in not today, I think tomorrow. So interest rates on housing could be going up. And so that's going to be really important to lock in rates. So super important. What are the, I just got a question, Bob, what are those state funds that you talked about? Okay. All right. So Bob, here we go. Let's break this down. So now we know the tax side of the federal 26% return. What are those SRECs or SREC credits?
Bob, that's a great question. So these SRECs, they're offered in different states. They're just off the top of my head. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and District of Columbia are some with very strong SREC programs. But what these credits are is for every 1,000 kilowatt hours that your system is producing, not based on consumption, it's simply based on your production, 1,000 kilowatt hours produced. Pennsylvania, they award you one SREC credit, or it's abbreviated as Solar Renewable Energy Credit. What they are is they're digital coupons. And as a homeowner, you can go in and you set up an SREC account. Our company links you up with a broker to sell them off for you quarterly just to keep it easy. But what they are is they're digital coupons, and currently they are worth $38 each.
And you get that like every quarter?
Yeah, that's issued as a check every 3 months.
Okay.
I say they compare to solar stocks just because they vary in value. They're not traded on the New York Stock Exchange. But for all of our listeners, you can just take a look online, PASREC pricing. You can check out how the prices look. I'd also encourage you to check out a state like New Jersey.
So besides getting the federal tax credit, which is can be amateurized up to 5 years, we're hoping that if the Build Back Better plan goes through and there's anything in there for renewable solar, that that'll be grandfathered into anybody who's doing solar this year. I'm hoping there's word of it, but We don't know that for sure. You get the SREX credits, which is approximately $38 every quarter. So now...
I want to just real quick, $38 per credit.
Yes. Per credit. That's per 1,000
kilowatt hours. So kilowatt it really just hours. Varies based on the homeowner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So it varies. So you have variables in here that you need, listeners, you need to know how to ask these questions and really hammer that salesperson. They're going to be surprised that you know as much as you do. Now, another thing that my tax guy asked me to do was he wanted to know if there was another company that underwrites the business that is doing your solar panels, because there's a lot of companies that are fly by night. They're here today, gone tomorrow, here in five years, they're gone. So you want to look for a company that will underwrite any work that was done on your roof and warrant, continue the warranty, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you have a company that does that.
We do.
Okay. Which they do. I checked it. And I have to tell you that I asked everybody for information. I wanted information about their company. I wanted information about their solar panels. I wanted information about who was writing the loan. And then I went and looked all those companies up. And some of them were very forthright and gave me every single little tiny detail down to the umpteenth little piece of information. The other thing that was mentioned, and you mentioned this, was to check with my homeowner's insurance. Mm. So I did. I wrote to my my insurance broker. I have an amazing insurance broker, which, by the way, it's really funny because my insurance broker's name is Pete Hughes and your name is Pete Hayes. So I was getting confused. And I wrote to him because he shops my insurance every year for me. He knows what I absolutely must have on my systems, whether it's home, car, you know, whatever it is, motorcycle. And he wrote back to me and he said, and I'm going to read him directly. And Pete, you didn't even know I was doing this for you today. It says, almost all insurance carriers accept them. Will you own the panels or lease them from the company? Did they tell you if they will insure them? Are you insuring them?
We are.
Okay. And will you be covering the entire roof with them, which we weren't? And what company is installing them? So I have to get that information back to him as soon as we make that decision, because that will allow him to drill down better on the information as far as solar goes on our roof. We're going to take just a quick little commercial break here, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway.
There are no limits to unique and personal design styles. Monroe and Kent Home will help you expand your creative potential. Complimentary interior design services. Explore a universe of design possibilities. Furniture, window treatments, and more. 30-day love it or return it guarantee. A free 5-year premium warranty on purchases of $1,500 or more. Monroe and Kent Home, where home happens.
The police called after midnight when they caught our son at a drinking party. It was a real wake-up call. A policeman suggested we try Al-Anon family groups. I didn't want to go to a meeting, but I'm glad I did. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to alanon.org.
And we are back. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts. We're talking all about solar energy and solar panels on your house with my special guest, Pete Hayes, who is helping us break it down and answer the questions. When I was doing my research, I found out that there were things called string conductors, string line inverters, micro inverters, and what was the other one?
Optimizers.
Optimizers.
Yes.
Okay. Help our listeners understand what they are, because every person I talk to use those terms. Mm. So what are the three different types and why do I want one over the other?
Mm. So what these are, all these different types of inverters are just what the installer is using to convert the power that comes from the panels. There's three that are available and I've seen just offered to people in Pennsylvania. I'll start with string line, or they're also referred to as central. They operate like the old Christmas lights, in the sense that if one of the panels goes down within that system, if you have a 35 panel system, the entire system is not operational.
Okay.
It also operates in the sense that if one panel is shaded, then the entire system is not operational. So in areas,
we don't want that.
especially in Pennsylvania, it could make sense in areas, you know, Arizona or more towards out west where you have some more direct sun exposure. But in our area, string line inverter is not the best way to go. Also, typically comes with a shorter warranty.
Okay. Now, that string, about micro?
So micro, I'm going to transition into the next one is optimizers.
Okay.
That is a little bit different. So there's still one primary little box that's being used to convert the power. But the panels, they're always producing a little bit less than their max capacity. That way, if one of the panels were to get hit by a rock, the remaining 34 panels are able to pick up a little bit and produce more than they were to compensate for the loss of that panel.
Okay. And then the last one, which is what I want, and after reading up on all of this, the microinverters. Let's talk about those.
Microinverter is the absolute way to go, especially in Pennsylvania, primarily because they operate individually. So if one of your panels, A, was shaded, then the remaining 34 panels are still going to be producing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Also operates that if one of the panels were to get damaged or anything, the remaining, the 34 panels of your system are still operational. And that is a huge factor in Pennsylvania, once again, because of the shading.
Right.
But also B, I mean, if you're going to have a system that, you know, one of your inverters gets down and you're waiting 2 to 3 weeks for a company to come out and fix that for you, and you're losing 2 to 3 weeks of production, that really can create a lot of problems.
You might see a little peak in that utility bill that month.
Right.
So you're not totally absolved of the utility bill other than the customer service charge if things aren't running properly. So you mentioned a rock. Let's talk about the durability of solar panels. You know, the first thing I was thinking is, by the way, if you get a Tesla roof, you can't walk on it. You can't go up there and fix things. So let's talk about the durability of solar panels. What happens if there's a hailstorm, if there's a rock lands, you know, space junk falls out of the sky and crashes into your roof? What happens to those panels?
That's a great question. So they definitely can be broken. And that is where I always am suggesting for, we were talking about earlier, to contact your homeowner's insurance, because that is where they come into play. So we fully warranty everything for labor and parts and like operational issues, but act of God type situations where it's a natural disaster, homeowners insurance will be covering stuff related to that.
So listeners, you just don't jump into solar panels. You really need to drill down and do your homework, do your due diligence, or you will have surprises that you don't want. Do you have to clean them?
You don't. The panels are very low maintenance. And the only coverage that you'll see, sometimes you can see like pollen coverage in the spring, as well as snow coverage, but pollen washes away with it with a simple rain.
Okay, or you can hose it down, right?
You can. It's not, you know, you when we run to. Those simulations, we consider that stuff, soiling, snow coverage. So if you're going to go up on your roof and hose it down, your production's only going to benefit as a result.
So if anything goes wrong with a panel, a microconverter, inverter, anything directly related to the solar panels and its installation, it's covered for, under your company, 30 years.
Yes.
And that's true. I did research that. Most other companies are 25 years. But it only, your roof expectancy, there's something that said 10 years about your roof. Can you explain what if your roof needs to be replaced, that's on you.
Wasn't that in the, where'd you see that?
Yeah, it wasn't your company.
Oh, I was going to say, we have the 30 year.
Okay, so it's 30 years. But yeah. Well, just say your roof does have to be replaced.
That is a great question.
What happens?
So there are costs associated with getting the panels removed and reinstalled. And, you know, you also are going to miss out on those couple of weeks of production while those panels are down. But that is why our company, we really do a very thorough site survey. and we're assessing that roof as to whether or not it can sustain the panels for 30 years, because the last thing, I don't want you to have to deal with any added cost 15 years down the line.
Right.
So that is where our site survey is really important.
Right. It's super important. And if something does happen, you have to have the roof replaced. We really need to call you and have you remove everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we repair the roof, and then you come and put it all back on. What the other thing I found out there is you want a company that's kind of doing everything in-house, not kind of, is, as opposed to this person is an outside rep for this, and then this company is going to do the, we have outside contractors to install it, and then we have this company. You want a company that's all-inclusive, which is why I liked your company too. Everything was right there, and like I said, all-inclusive and ready to go. So again, this is all based on the size of your house and what you need, and every customer is unique.
Yes, everybody is.
Everybody, just like we're made, we're all unique. And there is financing out there for 25 years at 0.99, which is what I heard pretty much from everybody out there. And you have, there's, you want to check into if you can pay it off sooner, if you have the opportunity to readjust, you know, put another lump sum down, reamortize your loan if needed, and all kinds of fun things like that. There is a big concern about, I've heard, like, you feed it into the Pico box, or you have a battery outside your home, or one company said, well, we'll put this box on the outside of your wall, or we'll put it in your basement. What's that box? What does that mean? Do you understand that?
I definitely understand what you're saying. Typically, a big box indicates that they're using string line inverters if it's a big one.
Okay.
But what we install, it's not a crazy amount of hardware. It's just the racking system on your roof, the panels on top of the racking system. We are going to install the microinverters on the bottom of each panel. And then we do run some conduit wiring along the top of your home that will be tied into your meter as well as your main electrical panel as well.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. But because I don't want that big, ugly box outside.
No, who does?
My house next, because my meter is hidden by a bush at the front of my house. Who wants that great big meter? Now, I've driven by houses where I see like ugly conduit running along the edges of the roof and down the side of the house. And I don't want that. And I can guarantee you that if I have it and I see it, I'm going to be a very unhappy customer. So what do you do so that people don't see all that ugly conduit?
Well, so we have an electrician. His name's Mike. He is great at this, but his job is just to run the conduit in the cleanest way possible. We always offer to paint over it. So I have a gentleman that I'm working with right now. He has a brick home. He asked us to paint over it red to keep it, you know, flush with the home. But we always do it in a very aesthetically pleasing way. And believe it or not, or more often than not, if somebody doesn't have a finished attic, we are able to run the conduit wiring along the top side of your home within the attic. So it keeps it very clean looking.
Yeah. And that's the big thing, because, you know, I saw it when it was first put up. You know, this was a topic when I was on another radio station going back 10 years ago that I really, solar was just kind of coming out and really getting popular, and I really wanted to talk about it, and I'm like, what, $100,000 for some? No freaking way.
Yeah.
So now it's like half that price or lower, or much lower, depending on what your needs are. So but they had all that ugly conduit that you could see, so it's much nicer than it was before. Is there anything that we've kind of missed that you think our listeners really need to take home or file for further information that you think is important? Because I tried hard to get everything up front.
Yeah, no, I mean, Carol, you've done a great job outlining all of the very important pieces. No, I mean, just I'll reiterate, do your research. Make sure and this is one thing where you don't have to shop around like to 10 companies. I just always suggest getting at least three.
Right.
Three quotes.
Right.
Do your research on that company, because the warranties that they're offering at the end of the day are only as good as that company itself.
Exactly. Your company had glowing reviews. So the first thing I want you to do is give your name, spell it, and your personal number. So listeners, if you want to reach out and get more information, Pete's been great. We Zoomed twice before even having him come on the show, and I liked everybody that I talked to, and I would have had any of them on the show because they could break it down. But I just felt that Pete was the most qualified for breaking it down. So phone number and cell phone number.
Absolutely.
Cell phone number.
I do have one quick note that was just going in my head. I mean, really, at the end of the day, guys, we're all paying these utility companies each month. We're renting our power. So if you are in a situation where you're at a good site for it, you're able to cover 100% of your power, and you can take some of that money that you would have been paying PICO anyways, start to build some additional equity into your home along the way.
Right.
And have a light at the end of the tunnel.
Equity. Oh, my gosh. We only have like 3 minutes left. It adds equity to your home. 2 minutes left.
I'll be very quick with that one. I like to be, as you picked up, I'm a very transparent, honest guy. Solar is very new to Pennsylvania, so I'm not advising that it could boost the value of your home 10, 15%.
Uh-huh.
Way I will explain it is if you're going to sell your home in 10 years and you're advertising that home as no PICO bill, it's going to add a lot of value during that home buyer's process.
And they're saying about 4.1% uptick in your real estate. Phone number, name, phone number.
So my name is Peter Hayes. Just last name spelled H-A-Y-E-S. And my phone number is 610-425-8825.
Do it again.
My number is 610-425-8825.
And the company that you work with?
I work for Lumina Solar.
Cool. I didn't want to give a huge plug there because there's so many companies out there and I want you to do your own homework. You have been amazing having you here. Listeners, you can listen to this again on a podcast if you would like to hear more about this. You can reach out to Pete directly. And please, if you've heard it here on the show or you listen to the podcast, please let him know that you heard it here on Home Improvement Fix and Facts at WWDB, because I want him to report back to me and let me know what's going on. By the way, prices are going a little nutso right now, so we're going to talk about that next week. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about the industry labor shortage. And we actually have an interview coming up with a specialist that is Rosanna Maieta. She's the president and CEO of American Hotel and Lodging Association, so she can give us some firsthand information on what's going on with the labor shortage. Thank you so much for listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts. We'll be back next week, same place, same time. Take care. Have a great day.